He wrote a whopping 25 concertos for the piano. Have a listen to this. His piano concerto number 21, known as Elvira Madigan. And this is his concerto number 4 for the horn. He also wrote symphonies, a big piece of music in 4 movements, some fast, some slow, where the orchestra takes center stage. And he wrote a massive 21 operas, where the actors on stage sing a story instead of say it. To relax, Mozart liked to play billiards, but I bet he was humming a tune even as he bent over the table. Music was pouring out of Mozart all day long and wherever he went, and he must have been busy composing almost non-stop. In his 35 years, he managed to write over 600 pieces of music. That's a lot of paper. Well, meet Ludwig van Kochel. He organized Mozart's music with his K numbers. K1 was the first thing Mozart wrote, and K545 he wrote when he was 32, shortly before he died. Mozart just didn't give himself a break, and he was composing right up until his last breath. By the end of 1791, he was exhausted, depressed, overworked, and feeling very ill. He still managed to finish his last opera, The Magic Flute, and was working on funeral music for a customer when he died on December the 5th. Like everyone else who wasn't an aristocrat, Mozart was buried in a normal open grave in a cemetery in Vienna. Shortly afterwards, people realized what a musical genius he was. People as brilliant as Mozart don't come round very often. We're so lucky to enjoy all the wonderful music he left us, and in his short 35 years, he made the world a much richer place for us all. Thank you, Mozart! Yeah!